It's week three of the high school football season, and we continue on with our locker room chats. Pleased to be joined now by Moore Hillhead football coach, and that would be Brandon Wilkes joining us here as we get set for their matchup on Friday night against Pleasant Ridge. But let's recap the week two victory. Coach, your team's off to a great start. You're now 2-0, 35-8, your victory over Oskaloosa. What were some of the overall takeaways from that week two win?
Yeah, it was a good win for our guys. Our goal was to improve a lot from week one to week two. We felt like for the majority of the game that our play was quite a bit better. And, we overcame some adversity and we had some guys step up. So we're excited to be 2-0, continuing to move in the right direction as far as our guys getting better.
Well, a lot of coaches I've talked to have mentioned that biggest jump is from week one to week two. Do you feel the same way in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, usually the saying is, you know, see the most improvement from week one to week two. For a team like we have, where we have so many new players, whether they're, you know, playing football for the first time or they're freshmen or sophomores, you know, we really expected to see that. You know, there's a lot of the stuff that our guys are learning, they're learning for the first time. So, you know, we're pleased to see some evidence of that, and now we just want to keep getting better each week.
You know, I want to touch on, you know, Parrish Beagle for a second and his start to the year. He adds 194 yards of total offense in that victory over Oskaloosa, but he also collected three interceptions on defense. You know, talk about him, his leadership, and what he's meant to the team so far.
Yeah, Parrish is he's a great athlete. He's, you know, kind of got that it factor where, you know, as the game, the bigger the game, the more he steps up. And, you know, he's just, last year, I think a lot of people saw that on defense, as we called on him as a sophomore to be our free safety and our defensive signal caller, and he did a great job of that. Was first team all conference, and this year we've graduated guys. It was his turn on offense, and he's just equally as dynamic on offense too. So he had a great game. His 94-yard reception was a huge momentum swing for us, and we're going to continue to count on him a lot.
And how about Mark Harris at quarterback, 224 through the air, three more touchdowns. You know, what was the progression you saw from him from that week two, or that week one win to that week two win?
Yeah, that was a great job by Mark. He got a chance to make his first start for us. We've been playing both Drew and Mark, and we've just felt like, when we get Mark out there and we have our best 11 in their best spots, Mark is a guy I think that you're going to see huge improvements from week to week. He didn't play his freshman year due to injury, and then, you know, last year he got limited snaps as the backup, and, you know, and the work he's getting this year, he's showing why he's an extremely talented quarterback, proving his decision making and doing a good job of getting the ball out of his hands into our playmaker's hands. So very proud of the way that he played.
And how about the defense as well? Of course, you hold Council Grove to 14, Oskaloosa to 8. You add that up, divide by 2. Defense giving up just 11 points per game so far. I think you'd like to keep it around that number for majority of the season.
Yeah, our defense has been great. They've really picked up the slack, but the offense has been lagging a little bit. It's by committee, definitely. We've had some key guys that have had to be out in spurts. Things like cramping and minor injuries, and it just seems like whoever gets in there, Coach Pelé's got them ready to go. And, very, very pleased with where our defense is at right now and all the different guys that are getting involved in it.
Well, it's obviously a big early league contest coming up on Friday in week three. You go to Pleasant Ridge. They're off to a 1-1 start. They beat a good Jeff County North team in week one, 24-22, but ACCHS got the best of them last week, 22-0, a shutout victory there. When you look at Pleasant Ridge, just kind of early scouting report on them and kind of what to expect this week.
Yeah, they're always a tough team that's well coached. We're only about 25 minutes apart, so, you know, we see a lot of their players. They come to Edgerton and see them around. So it's a good rivalry game. You know, they got some good athletes. You know, they run a pretty high powerful offense at times, and, you know, we know that we're going to be at our best. And we know too that they beat JC and that they beat a very good program, a team that's pretty good. So we know that we're gonna have to play our best. Our first road test too, so just all that with a young team with a lot of new guys, being able to travel and get everything lined out and still play our best ball. So, you know, we got to continue to limit the mistakes, you know, be dynamic on both sides of the ball, you know, overcome adversity. We're excited for the challenge this week.
Before I get you out of here, Coach, obviously you mentioned maybe what could be a few keys there, but what are kind of the expectations going into week three and a few keys to a win this week?
Well, I think we're gonna, you know, we're gonna have to continue to grow. I mean, I think the competition's better, so at every position, we need to continue to grow and be better. Taking care of the ball, like I say every week, that's something that a couple years ago, when we felt like we had a lot of talent, but we were losing key games, we said, you know, what's the big factor? And it's turnovers. You know, we each week, you know, plan to try to win the plus minus turnover battle, and you know, when we do, we've been pretty good. So, and then again, just I've been impressed by our guys' ability to be resilient and overcome adversity and the different spots in the game where, you know, we got our back against the wall, and we got to continue to do that and not let those compound.
Moore Hill head football coach Brandon Wilkes joining us. His team off to a 2-0 start, defeating Oskaloosa last week 35-8, and then they get Pleasant Ridge, a big Northeast Kansas League showdown coming up on Friday night. Coach, appreciate it as always, and good luck this week.
All right, thanks a lot, Brandon.